Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was a big inning off a guy that's been throwing the ball really well. I do think that we swung the bat a little bit better than, you know, probably what the scoreboard indicated earlier in the game. There's some hard hit balls, especially by our left-handed hitters. I thought we got ourselves into trouble a little bit with our right-handed hitters kind of chasing out of the zone. You know, if you kind of go back and look at the game, we probably should have had four or five walks from our right-handed guys. Credit to the starting pitcher. It's a good fastball, the changeup, not a whole lot middle. You know, but I think if we keep him on the plate better, it's a little better night for us.
That's Tony Manzalino talking about the bats last night. Now, in the seventh inning, the Orioles ended up scoring five runs, four hits. They hit back-to-back-to-back home runs. Would you care
That's the good news,
yeah,
Bob.
Would you care to guess how many hits they had the rest of the game?
Well, I know, so I'm going to sit
Bone,
this one
do you
out,
know this Bone. One? Ben,
Zero.
Do you know this one? Can you guess
Zero.
How many hits the Orioles had
if you
subtract the seventh inning?
I would tail Bone on this one, Ben.
I'm going to guess here because he went into that inning with a no-hitter.
Yes. Jacob Latz, by the way, legacy game.
How about that?
Guy that none
That's
of us had ever
get,
heard of.
You pooped all over. Oh, you could not. You couldn't get as many shots in on this kid as humanly possible.
I literally said I never heard of the guy. But
You said it like coming out every break.
But it's on brand for the Orioles to get no hit by the kid. He went six innings, gave up just one hit, two runs.
It's going to turn into a promo.
Three walks.
You saying, I don't know, anybody ever heard of Jacob Latz?
Yeah.
We're going to hear it more times tomorrow than you said it today, because that's how these promos work.
I'll bet you the Orioles know who Jacob Latz is now, because hit Jacob Latz, and you can talk about hard hit balls all you want, but the Orioles played 10 innings. They got four hits in one of them. They got no hits in the rest of them. Kind of reminiscent of what they did in Tampa when they scored eight runs in that one inning and then got no hit after that.
Or kind of like reminiscent of Saturday. The other day in the Bronx when Clutch Schmidt could have no hit him.
Yes. Or they got the two runs in the first inning and then couldn't do a damn thing after that. This is who the Baltimore Orioles offense is. Charlie Morton, who was terrible early and probably hung his defense out to dry a few times, got hung out to dry by his defense last night.
Mm-hmm.
He deserved a better fate, but this was about the bats and they stunk.
And let's just, you know, if you're scoring at home, the Orioles on the season now have a have a 593 OPS against left-handed pitching. That's worse than the
they were killing
majors.
It lately.
Yeah,
Ben.
Jason. Well, look, they are now their slug is 306, so, oh no, 302. Nope, sorry, that's still worse than baseball. Pittsburgh second at 329. On base against lefties, all the way up to 291. That guy's is only eighth worst in baseball, so that's progress. And then in the category that matters the most to the groom-to-be, last but certainly not least.
Batting average, baby.
Batting average against lefties, 218. That's only sixth worst in the majors. So they got that going for
218
them,
stinks,
which is nice.
You just name the games in the past week where it's three of them. You have last night where you're no hit through six. You were no hit through seven on Saturday. And then, Ken, you mentioned the game in Tampa last week where you don't get another hit after the 8-0 lead. That's who the 2025 Orioles are. Just the complete inconsistencies of this offense. Matt Weirich, friend of the show, he tweeted this out yesterday. Orioles recorded four hits or fewer for the 17th time this season. The only team with more are the Rangers with 19. It's who they are.
And they kept that bat of Gary Sanchez's in late instead of going with a real catcher.
And guys,
that's fun.
How many three-run home runs do they think he had in him last night? Because he was sure as hell going to give away five or six runs.
And it's also two of their past three games, they had a lead going into the eighth inning,
correct,
and they lost in those games.
Yeah. They're an unserious organization to me. They built an unserious baseball team with a low IQ, with not nearly enough everyday veterans, proven veterans who are premium players at a set defensive position. I mean, they have none of those.
No.
There's not one proven everyday veteran who's above average at his position.
Defensively? Yeah. Maybe Sed.
And Sed's been scuffling.
Sed's been here forever. I'm talking about like anybody they brought in. I'm talking about as a franchise. These guys have been here 7 years. They have not brought anyone in from the outside.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? They've been here since 2019.
Yeah.
They've brought in no one who could play defense at all, ever. And they've developed no one who really, like, if you want to say Kowser's got range, yes.
Got a strong arm.
He doesn't know where it's going. There's, no. I mean, I'm talking about pure baseball players. Talking about smart baseball players who know the base to throw to and how to do it accurately and when to take something off it. He throws a 5,000-mile-an-hour javelin throw, no matter if he's 10 yards from third base or if he's 500, you know, yards from, like.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's just, it doesn't pass the eye test. I would love to, if anybody's out there, if you're from a major league organization, right, and you're here to scout the Orioles before the trade deadline, go to, you can email me, locka414@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what your advanced scouting reports look like and the crap that you must have. I would love, I promise you anonymity. I've been a journalist since I'm 19 years old. I would love to see what these other organizations are writing about this dog crap that we have to watch every night. I'd love to see their write-ups of them collectively and individually. I guarantee you it's laughable.
By the way, you can send it to his burner email, jasonhasnoemotion@hotmail.com.
Oh, Hotmail.
Yeah.
Or you can send it to Jammer5445.
Jammer5445. Yeah. That was a great time to be alive.
Jerry still got an AOL.
I would love to see. Sure he does. Love to see the internal scouting reports on these guys. I mean, what they say about them trying to take leads, what they say about them trying to steal bases, what they say about them hitting cutoff guys. Like, it's just a joke. And he killed the Oriole way, and he killed everything that this organization, and look, I know they fell into disrepair, but you can't gut an organization to the core like they did. Go through the equivalent of like 3 110 loss seasons. I mean, I know things were different the COVID year.
Yeah.
Like, all that bad ball with all these dudes who never stuck, not just here, but didn't stick anywhere, right? And make us endure that and then sell us on liftoff, and this is what we're watching every night?
It's year
seven.
It's
a joke. It's a joke. It's a Ponzi scheme.
No, it's year seven of this regime. It's unacceptable for them to be in this stage and really wondering what the window is after this point, or what how they dig themselves out of this to get back into relevancy in 2026.
What makes you think they can turn anybody into a league average fielder at any position? Because their glory boy 1-1 sucks. Like, he's a sucky defensive catcher.
Maybe they're due.
And he was supposed to be can't miss. He was supposed to be ready to catch at the major leagues the year they had him at double A. So how do you think they're going to ever get it right? Because there's more to baseball than launch angles and whatever you think your hitting incubator does. It doesn't get people on base. Like, how is the billionaire buying this?
Orioles,
why are they still here?
Orioles lose 6-5 in 10 innings. They're back in action again tonight. Game three of the three-game series. Brandon Young will be pitching at some point. We'll hear from manager Tony Manzalina a little later whether or not there'll be an opener or not in this one. But Brandon Young has been activated. He will pitch tonight, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 5:30. That's Bobster and Bordy live from Pickles. But coming up next, and we're going to talk to Mike Florio later in the show from Pro Football Talk. He broke this story with Pablo Torre. NFL colluding. Lamar Jackson gets screwed. Necessary Roughness next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.